Everybody clap. Jennifer, you can clap.
Okay.
I don't hear you clapping. Are you with me? Andrea, you can clap.
She's a fast clapper.
Pretty much the same cacophony as we always have here. Andrea Metcalf joins us now on Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie, not around today or tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday.
Slacker.
My father passed away. And
don't tell me. That's terrible.
I know.
That's all right. You didn't know. And it is, and I could give him the old starter Rooney as I have. It's one of the things that gradually through the first couple of days this week, he was okay with it. Now I think it's a little more settling in and dealing with he making the plans with his mother to go through the service. You'll appreciate this, Andrea. The service is on the 14th hole of his favorite golf course tomorrow. And as is his father's tradition or wishes, his father was just loved to play golf. That wasn't very good, but loved to do it, as a lot of other people. And so folks, when they are dispatched to the next beyond, oftentimes want to be associated with the things that they were associated with in life. Why not? Guy liked to play golf.
Right.
The mash is on the 14th hole. What's wrong with that? Greenskeeper loves it. Good fertilizer for the 14th hole. All right. So Andrea Metcalf, for those of you who may not know, I was actually thinking about Ron Popeil. Don't ask me why I was thinking about this.
Because with the grill?
No. Here's it. Andrea is as seen on television, as heard on the radio, as seen in print, et cetera. It's because, Andrea's everywhere. She's all over the place. And her book, Naked Fitness, pretty much tells the whole story. Living a healthy lifestyle. Well, it does, kind of, in a sense. Get yourself in shape and use your head. Do things that make sense. If you go to DougStephan.com. Well, every day we have different tips from Andrea and some of the other folks that help us live life better in the Better Living Box. Best Butt Busters. I think we had that up there last. Here's it. You were out for your walk already.
Yes.
And you have made me more conscious of my walking. Last night it was about dark. You'll appreciate this. I'm in a field, and I'm having trouble with a tractor, so I have to go get another tractor to fix the problem I have. That's about 8 o'clock last night. And, I've been at it since 4 o'clock in the morning. And you'd think by 8 o'clock I had to slow down a little bit or I would be feeling a little, But I thought of you. As a matter of fact, I probably should have called you. If I'd had my cell phone, I would have. You got a kick out of it. I was squeezing my butt as I walked across. I was really actually running. And I'm not kidding you. I was running through the field, and I was squeezing my butt as I was walking. It was a fast.
Was that with your own hands or with your muscles?
No, my muscles, thank you very much. No, I'm squeezing.
I have to tell you, I think about Andrea, too, now when I walk, because I push off of my big toe, which she taught us.
Yay, I love that.
Yeah,
it's a big booster to the old rear end.
Yeah, it is. So the art of moving on, as you describe it, in the Better Living Box, the way to walk, you don't just walk. As a matter of fact, at the same field, this is very, again, truth, there's a gym next to this field. And there are people up and down the street all the time who are watching me, and I'm watching them at this particular field. And this woman, maybe late 20s, early 30s, she was walking, and I thought she was an ostrich at first. The way she was lifting her legs very deliberately, going down on her toes, then putting the back of her feet down, and picking her feet up very deliberately and walking in a striding way. What does that do for you?
She was lifting her knees up as she was walking. Is that what you said?
Yeah, knees.
Like an ostrich.
And then her toes. She was on her toes and then went back down on her heels.
Yeah, those are good drills. I mean, any time that you can engage more muscles and patterns, and those are good dynamic stretches. So she was probably an athlete, and those are just some dynamic stretches that you can do to warm up the body.
Yeah. Well, I think that this is all about consciousness. If nothing else, this is about consciousness. And it brings me around to the controversy of the day today. You may or may not know about a commentary. I'm going to talk to Dr. Ken later in the hour about this as well. The Journal of the American Medical Association, Andrea, says that parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody of their children. That is, have their children taken away and be placed in foster care. This is the American Medical Association. And basically it boils down to the argument that they make for removing a child because of his or her shape. And they give an example where an obese child was taken away from its parents and became much healthier after she went to live with the new family. So we have this idea whether or not the government ought to have this kind of power to intrude into our lives. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? And in general, what do you make of, we know that there are way too many obese children, and whether or not the parents are responsible, where you, you know, in this circumstance, how can you not hold the parents responsible? But is it the government's job to get involved? So what say you?
Well, what I say is the government wants to get involved. Why don't they bring back physical education and movement to the schools? There's only one state that mandates it right now, and we don't put enough emphasis on movement. So if we're going to talk about taking obese kids away from their parents, why don't we start first with trying to educate the kids and let the kid, I mean, at some point, it still comes down to the parents, and I understand that's why the AMA would step in. I mean, we're tracking obesity at the age of 2 now, which we haven't done in ever before in our numbers and counting.
Right.
But I think if the government wants to get involved, they need to get back to education and get PE back in the schools.
How is it that we have become this lax that we don't know? Andrea makes the best point here. The government, it's like you wonder most of the time. You think, I don't think the people in government are any smarter, and in most instances, I think they're less smart than the average Joe. So for there to be a conspiracy would require a lot of work, although you could make the argument, looking around at the things that have been taken out of our educational system, things like this that are good for America, the first thing to go when there's a budget crunch aren't teachers who don't do their job, but programs like this that do work. Music education is another one. Teaching civics is another one. We're playing dumb and stupid to this stuff, and more government gets involved. Well, we got to take care of a problem. You created the problem, and we can make that argument, right?
I agree. It's kind of that circle. This is a great topic with the AMA standing out because they know it'll stir up controversy and it'll bring some great fingers to point at them.
Yeah.
And they're going to have the medical science to back it, that this is definitely a health issue. It's definitely costing the American people money. But the bottom line is still we're not putting money in the right resources. When we can have California ban Happy Meals and still count ketchup as a vegetable in the school system, this is when it really – see, you're getting me all fired up, Doug.
Yeah, I want you to get all fired up.
I'm like, ah! But then we get out there and start moving. Let's be responsible for ourselves, to ourselves, and help ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that would be the idea of a free society and people who think for themselves. And there's a turn. I think we're going around the corner on this one. That is getting people involved. But it's taken a lot. We've been abused a great deal. We've allowed ourselves to be abused. But when it gets right down to it, who's responsible? Look in the mirror. If you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not responsible for what goes on in your family, who is? Why should the government be involved? I'm part of the government, too, as you are. I don't want you to be influenced by me. I want you to influence you. That's what it really is all about. That's what it is. So back to Andrea and what she does, the physical prowess. Now, every week you have something that you're doing that demonstrates, and there are you're on television usually with the results of the things that you've done, or I'm happy to have you tell us the story. Last week we talked about, was it Costa or Costa? Did we decide? Costa Rica, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Costa Rica, Dougie.
Costa Rica. Okay. So
we were having fun with that one.
We did have fun with that one. So from that point to this, what have you done? What's your daily routine like, and what have you done to engage people this week in taking care of their physicality?
Well, I mean, this week it was kind of fun because I was working with the Student Health Force, which is an organization that takes seniors in high schools in underprivileged neighborhoods and teaches them about health and fitness and movement and inspiration, and then they go back to the junior high kids. So I had some fun time doing that. And I think the real takeaway message was from this group was it was nice to hear them say it's up to me if I'm going to I'm going to make any changes, I've got to start with me. And that's, you know, kind of the same thing that we're on right now. We've all got to just get out there, and even if it's for 10 minutes, every single day, move, take a walk. There's not one person I've met thus far who, when we actually say, I took a 10-minute walk, and say, that really was horrible, I couldn't stand it. They're always a little bit better off and a little bit happier.
So does this, kinds of programs that you suggest or the problems people have, does it differ for sexes? Does it differ for ages? Does it differ for races? Does everybody handle things the same way? Can we all treat our physical problems or needs, that's better, the same way? I think there are a lot of people, we have this thing in America now, instead of being the melting pot, we become the mosaic. Everybody's wanting to have special attention to their group, whatever it is. So is there a different way to handle the physical approach to longevity?
I just think, yes. There's an individual approach, just like your personality, and there'll be some things that suit you better than others.
Yeah.
You know, accountants and people who are really detailed oriented really tend to like some of the martial arts.
Yeah.
And then people who are a little more creative may like more of the dance. I mean, so the movement that you find and that you fall in love with is out there, and you're going to find something that's really good. You just have to look for it. But at the very base level, yeah, Walking is all you really need.
Well, but it doesn't do anything for your torso. It doesn't keep your muscular, your skeletal condition the way it ought to be. I'm not trying to argue with you, but I don't see what walking does for your arms, your shoulder, unless you're moving. If you got some weights with you and you're maybe moving your arms around. I'm doing the exercise right now. If the television camera were working, you can see me doing that. Or you can push it over your head, or you can do bicep curls or something like that. And you don't have to carry 45 pounds with you. You can carry 4 or 5 pounds with you and at least get that stuff moving, because some people may not like, I don't sense with either men or women, unless you're on drugs, you're going to become overly muscular.
That's a fallacy. To your point, the most important muscle to take care of in the body is the heart, and
yep,
that's what walking does. Plus,
yeah,
it's weight-bearing exercise, so you will help avoid osteoporosis in the biggest bones of the body, which are in your legs. However, you are correct in saying that we need some types of resistance training, but through our own daily lives, lifting groceries, taking out the garbage, leaning over, making the beds, ironing, washing and folding clothes, that's all resistance training,
mm-hmm,
and you can get great benefit from it. You know, there were years that we didn't have weight training in calisthenics. On the other hand, when I look at my grandmother and the Sokols and the Turner, all the exercises, like when Joseph Pilates and his wife were, you know, 60 years ago,
mm-hmm,
we had that in our daily. That was part of our daily routine. And somewhere along the line,
we lost it to a computer screen. We lost it to a television screen. We lost it to something that occupies our time that doesn't occupy our body, unless you're looking at some of the things that are now on television that are exercise routines. Listen to Andrea. Listen.
Listen to your mother, Andrea. Get out there and move. Get off your butt.
Move. Check out Andrea's videos and all kinds of things that she has to help you become more fit. Easy enough to do. AndreaMetcalf.com, NakedFitness.com. You can find Andrea's picture and the connections in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Always a pleasure. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Nothing to be ashamed of. If I, as an intelligent, articulate adult male, can go on the radio and do... Well, I'm the Pied Piper, only instead of using a pipe, I use a kazoo.
That's it.
The Pied Kazooer.
That's how you pick up girls at a bar, Doug?
That must work all the time. The girls must just pass out with lust.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered.
Join the party. Doug Stedman's good day.
This was Ronald Reagan's favorite song, so he said. And there were a lot of great jokes, a punchline for the lyrics in this line, the song.
Nancy.
Yeah. All right,
not really.
Everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always going to be here anyway.
Thinking of you, working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight.
I can't think of the song about the human movie Anchorman.
Who? Which man? Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Started out this morning feeling so full. Light. I always thought of this for nothing, thought it didn't fight. But you got some data waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight.
Starland. Vocal band, I just wanted to, I do remember the teasing that went on. This was Ronald Reagan when, this was a hit in 1976 and got revived again when Reagan was president for several
years. It's so funny that he loved this song.
Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, so the Starland Vocal Band number one during this week in 1976 for this nice summertime song. It is sort of a summery song, don't you think?
I think so.
Referencing... Obviously,
what, delight.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Help yourself. 26 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I focused on the issues of the day, the events of the day. Nothing quite as controversial this week as the discussion of Rupert Murdoch's newspaper in England that has shut down. And as I look back at what it did, when I was a kid, it was a whole different. The news of the world, it had all kinds of furry creatures on it that were living on the moon. Remember the story of the 8-year-old?
Oh, like a tabloid, you mean?
Well, it was more than that. It was crazy, stupid stuff. An 8-year-old boy who was a heroin addict.
Hmm.
People who would be interviewed that weren't interviewed at all. It was like Phil Hendry's radio program.
Gotcha.
He interviews himself.
Crazies, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so you look at some of these things, and people laughed at them because they all knew they were silly, mm-hmm. and they all knew they weren't true. And then it sort of punctuates and grows and gets to be, using technology, one of the serious scandals of our time involving so-called journalists. And so I was just looking back at some of the other things that were done, fake news reports. Somebody was still alive from the American Revolutionary War. In one of the stories. and it was, by the way, the term yellow journalism referred to this newspaper and others that were like it. The Hearst newspapers, the so-called tabloids. That's how they got started, you know. Hearst was around the same time as Pulitzer, and Pulitzer wanted to reward the just how the Pulitzer Prize came to be, because he couldn't stand Hearst and the way he ran his newspapers. And so he decided to reward journalists who were really good. That's where the Pulitzer Prize came from. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
All right, so now you know something.
Teach me
something
every day.
28 after on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's good English. Although it's because it's an adverb. I'm doing fine.
Doing fine.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Dr. Ken Kronhaus along in a few minutes. I want to talk with him about the American Medical Association suggestion that parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody of their children. What say you on that score? Andrea Metcalf got it right. The government has taken away all of these physical ed programs. What an outrage. My God. Ah, so disgusting. It really is. We're falling into these holes, and it really distracts me. I think it's time for us to find something good. Let's look for some good news. Good news time. Good news, because we've had a summer of bad news, bad job news, bad housing news, bad Iraq news, bad Libya news, bad news on the euro, bad news on the debt ceiling.
Okay, we get it.
Change the subject to the good news, because the good news exists as well. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready? Are you really ready, or are you just saying that?
Really, really, absolutely ready.
Okay, Cantor's Deli in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know Gary Cantor.
Rolling back their prices. It's their 80th birthday this week. Get 80-cent sandwiches at Cantor's.
That's awesome. So I think you all should come visit me in California, and I'll take you on a field trip to Cantor's.
On their Fairfax. Isn't it on Fairfax?
They're genius, actually, because they're rolling back the prices to 80 cents on the day when nobody can get anywhere on the 405. They're gonna have three customers. It's going to be great. All the good press for nothing.
The one that I often go to, I've actually been in it. There's one, seems to be on Wilshire, but there's also one on Fairfax. Up above Beverly, isn't there?
I think it's Fairfax only. I don't think there's two here. But they have one in Las Vegas.
I'm going to Las Vegas next week. Where is it?
Treasure Island, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll have to go check it. I don't know where. I'm probably staying at the Hyatt next week, but I'll figure it out. All right. Meanwhile, back to the good news. Americans, you are pulling yourself out of debt. Before the recession, households were spending 14 cents of every dollar to service their debt. 14 cents. Listen, the government spent 42 cents out of every dollar to service their debt. Now, debt service to Americans since the recession down to 11 cents for every dollar that they spend. Debt service 11 cents versus 14 cents. So that's
not bad.
And it's doing, I think you go back to the mid-90s. There was much less debt. Back then, it was like 7 cents, 6, 7 cents of every dollar that you spent was on debt. So you can see how it's gone up and down. If you look at charts, use your imaginary television screen in your mind and watch in your own mind what you have done with debt. Delinquency rates on credit cards and auto loans are down significantly. The number of homeowners missing a mortgage payment for the first time decreasing. That's good news. So you hear all this stuff about the bad economic news. That's good news. So the American credit problem that we had turning around. All right, that's number one. Number two. Ready?
Ready.
Exports from our country are surging.
That's
last
good.
Quarter, Americans sold $175 billion of goods and services abroad. That's a record for the month of April and May. There's billions. We're like 25% more this year exporting than we did last year. So that's good.
That's
if the trend
good.
Holds up by next year, we'll sell twice as much abroad as we did last year. What's wrong with that? Now, and American finance companies, the borrowing, the corporate borrowing has lessened. We are financing. This is how I've always run my business, by the way. This is an insight.
It's lessened because it's too hard to get a loan.
But I've never borrowed any money in my life until recently when I had to deal with the realities of my own economic situation. This time, me running this small business, I had never borrowed anything but mortgages before. Never in my life borrowed a penny for anything except mortgages. And now I've had to borrow.
That's pretty lucky you were able to get that far.
Right. So, but that's the way we are going back to that. Americans now are purchasing from from themselves using their own money, not borrowing the money. That's the bottom line. So we're tightening things up. That's why the economy is bad, frankly, because we're not borrowing money to buy things that we don't want or need. And that's why the secondary service businesses and things that are unnecessary on the market aren't being sold because we don't want to spend the money. Maybe we were forced into this, but we are dealing with it. That's one of the reasons the economy, plus the fact the stupid government involvement and everything, is screwing things up. But in reality, things are slow because we're not going out and buying stuff. Car business is pretty good. Things like television sets and computers, those sorts of things are selling. But the mattress business isn't great. The furniture business isn't great. The home repair business is good because people are fixing things rather than buying new. That kind of stuff, like cars. I'm surprised car business is as good as it is because people tell you over and over again they're fixing their own cars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one number
three. We're still a little vain, though. That's the American thing. We need the new car.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay,
I don't need
number
them anymore.
Three.
I loved them, but I don't do them anymore.
I love this.
Number three, the debt ceiling debate has transformed itself into a sort of live fire exercise. There are, within the discussions, signs of hope. The budget problem is basically a spending on health care problem. Medicare, Medicaid, especially Medicare. Over the past couple of years, these various bills that have been passed and then not funded, like the health care bill, passed, not funded. They're doing what they can to implement things around what doesn't require money. Same thing is true of the FDA's, that wonderful, what do we call it, Food Safety Enhancement Act.
Food Safety Act, yeah.
Not funded. Mm-hmm. So, okay, they're going to be a nuisance, but how much of a nuisance are they going to be without anybody to enforce it? So I think that we've seen, I think that the health care bill was pretty onerous. But in this circumstance, what it's getting us to do is focus more on our own health. Andrea Metcalf would tell you that, and so would Dr. Ken. You're focused more on your own health because you're worried about what kind of health care. So it's a motivator to get people to take better care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't you think?
Yep. Absolutely. I think, you know, it's a real concern as I get older or as I think about having kids. I mean, what's going to be out there for me? There's going to be no Social Security. There's going to be none of that stuff.
So you got to take care of yourself. Social Security, you take care of yourself. Fiscally and financially, it's responsibility time. We've gotten off of that. Everybody gave away things and have been giving them away since the Depression. So now there's the line in the sand. The Depression started it. The recession ends it, in a sense. So it's just, I think it's a very important thing for us to come to grips with, and that's why I call your attention to it, because I like good news. Who doesn't? We'd rather have good news than bad news.
Yeah.
Right? Who needs bad news? Can you help me with one thing?
I'd love to.
The Casey Anthony thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's apparently made arrangements when she gets out of jail to go have a facelift, change her name, and move to a place where nobody knows her. Did you know that?
Perfect. I did not hear that.
You didn't know
that's a good idea.
Yeah. And
is she, what's she going to do, really?
Well, she has, unless she leaves the country, she will be harassed and she'll be harangued, and probably for good reason. You're not hearing any support for me. You look into it, how do you draw another conclusion other than she did what she's accused of doing?
Right.
But then there are stories like this fellow we have at DougStefan.com today, the story of a man in Pennsylvania who is, his life has become a living hell because his name is Casey Anthony.
Ugh.
A living hell.
Poor guy. Ugh.
Casey Anthony is his name. A guy.
I mean, why would people, I mean, he's a man, so yeah. Why would people give him a hard time?
Because people aren't, they don't.
Because they're stupid?
Right. Well.
A little dumb?
It's amazing how people fall into some of these traps. I guess maybe that's it. But I find this, the story, if you want to follow, is at DougStefan.com.
It just, that's awful, though. Poor
guy. Yeah, poor guy. Ay, ay, ay. In a moment, a couple of important things with Dr. Ken. The amazing story about how Facebook helped a mother save her child's life by helping her diagnose a rare disease that doctors missed. That story is at DougStefan.com. Plus, I want to get Dr. Ken to weigh in on the commentary in the Journal of the American Medical Association that says that parents of obese children ought to lose custody of their children. That story is becoming extraordinarily viral. It's everywhere today, and we want to talk about it with Dr. Ken. So we will do that in just a matter of moments, 16 before the hour. Let me help you with that wonderful patch that you've heard us talk about so, so much. You have your back. They have your back, actually. You got your back aches. They've got your back. Salon Paws has your back and your front and your shoulders and your neck and your arms and your legs and everything else that aches, muscle pain and stiffness gone poof like that with the Salon Paws patch. You go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Paws button, get a free sample. Stop the pain when you get it, right at the site of the pain. Order that free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Go to Salon Paws, see the button there, click on it, put in your address, find out how this works. Nothing else has ever been proven to beat the pain without a prescription the way this beats the pain. This is for, I mean, I'm finding, well, most of the people listen to us are baby boomers anyway. And so as baby boomers are, like Andrea is suggesting, getting themselves in shape, you're going to have your aches, you're going to have your pains. So Salon Paws, the patch, will help you deal with all of that. Check it out. Get a free patch by going either to DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of medicine. Ooh, I just thought of that. I like that. How about that?
Do you like it?
The master of medicine. Very good. You can put that over your shingle now down in Mount Dora. 800 Lake Cardio, by the way, is the number for Dr. Ken. If you listen to him on this program during the week or on the weekends and you're fascinated with his medical knowledge, he's a cardiologist, and a lot of people call because they hear him here. How do I find Dr. Ken? Well, you can get through them. Send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. But 800 Lake Cardio gets you in to his office in Orlando. So, having brought you around the AMA controversy personified today, because they say that parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody. What's your read on this, Dr. Ken?
In all fairness to the AMA, this is not an AMA position. This is an editorial published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's one person's opinion, and it's apparently somebody who should have some prominence to their opinion. It's a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital, which is part of Harvard. Mm-hmm. And this kind of report just reminds me why I left the Ivory Tower. Because
or the Ivy League.
Well, you know, I have two doctorate degrees from the Ivy League, so my mother didn't bring up a dummy. But this is just amazingly impractical advice. You're going to separate a family over the obesity. What this doctor should have been doing was attacking his colleagues, not the children. The problem is with the parents. The problem is with, as was mentioned earlier, the ability to do exercise. It was so much more stressed in my life. But in my family growing up, I didn't make the food choices. My mother was a nurse. She told me what to eat. I had no choice. And my father backed her up. Today, our kids tell us what they want to eat, and the parents don't have the backbone. I mean, I'm guilty of it. My wife's, we are all guilty of it. And this doctor, this prominent pediatrician, should be shouting at his colleagues, at the parents, and not looking to separate families, which would create even worse problems than the obesity issue.
All right, that's the story. There's one.
But I don't have an opinion about this.
Of course not. You.
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. If you go to DougStephan.com, there's an amazing story about how Facebook helped a mother save her child's life. She, in fact, figured out a diagnosis for this disease that doctors missed. How often do you think it's the case, Ken, that doctors misdiagnose or just, I mean, there's two, they either miss M-I-S-S or they M-I-S diagnose? How often is that the case?
It depends on the doctor. You know, how often do dairy farmers give you bad milk? It depends.
As doctors screw up the...
I was trained in an institution, my internship and medical residency at Duke University. I'm not trying to boast, but we took pride in never missing a medical diagnosis, and we weren't allowed to go to sleep until we made the diagnosis. And at the end of the year, they took pride in the hundreds of maybe thousands of patients that we saw as a group the whole year, maybe just a few we didn't make the diagnosis. It depends on how diligent the doctor is. This is a great story. It's nice to have information, but hopefully the doctors are making diagnosis. If you walk out of the doctor's office without the right answer, it doesn't feel right, get another opinion. That's the lesson here. Don't pull your own teeth.
Jennifer, did you hear that? Don't pull your own teeth.
Jennifer has this string. My tooth just vibrated.
Huh? All right. Yeah, there's all kinds of things.
Jennifer, I can pull it, but don't pull it yourself.
Okay. No, don't do that. Doc,
you can come over and do it now.
Can also help you if you have a stomach problem. If you are aching and you have irritation and gas and stuff, Ken sees a lot of patients who suffer with these symptoms, and there's no need to, Ken.
Why suffer? Why take drugs? First, try the probiotics, the Natron 2. It's our favorite. It's the highest quality. These are the people who brought probiotics to America, the healthy bacteria. And if this doesn't work, then try the doctor.
Try the doctor, but go to the website, natron.com, or call them at 888-9-NATRON. Take advantage of the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a pleasant stomach after 90 days of using Natron, they give you your money back. Also, you get a free 14-day supply with your order. Call 888-962-8736 or go online to natron.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news.
10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I get such a kick out of, I've always gotten a kick out of her, but this song, especially from the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, I never saw any of those Mad Max movies, never saw any of them.
Never one?
Never saw any of them. There's nothing about them, the violence and crazy stuff. But
she's in the movie also, Tina Turner.
I didn't know that. What'd she do in the movie?
She sure was.
She plays, there's a great sequence in that movie that where Mel Gibson is in a cage and she's sort of the ringleader.
Really?
She's got crazy hair. It's good. Good.
Yeah, that's one of the great. That's a great theme song for a movie. It was,
we don't need another hero. Yeah, that's it. It was a big song. Number one this week in 1985. Movie was number one during this week in 85, and so was the music. Tina Turner in the movie. I didn't know that. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and that gets us into movie moments.
And I just want to point out, they are making another Mad Max film, but Mel Gibson will not be involved.
Who's in it?
Mad Mel now.
I'm not sure of the actor. I know Charlize Theron is involved as a female lead.
Shocker, you know who she's dating now? A little gossip for you, Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah. That's a hot couple.
I thought he had dinner in a cozy place with his ex-wife, Scarlett Johansson, this past weekend.
Yeah, but she's cozy enough to Sean Penn, so.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so.
Better end of that deal.
As long as they have, they're both, Sean Penn's a big smoker, and imagine kissing that. I think she smokes too, and I don't know whether he does, but she's a big smoker, Charlize Theron, so. Ugh. Yeah. Kissing that. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'll take my chances, go ahead.
Could be you, Tucker.
You're such a rebel.
That's it, right, exactly. He's always thinking of the other guy. All right, so anyway, here's a, this movie, very controversial movie, the movie in our contest slot today, a very violent movie, had some very good actors in it. It was sort of groundbreaking when it was number one, which was during this month of... what is this, 1985 or 86? I'm not sure. Anyway, you'll get it when you listen to the audio, I think. 800-510-8255. You call that number when you figure out what the movie is for the swell prize. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, listen to this.
I mean, all I did was kiss a girl.
That's why they got you in jail.
Yeah.
Got it, Chugger?
Another clue.
Next clue.
How do I know this is your horse?
You see, this horse loves me.
I had a gal do that to me. It didn't make her my wife.
All right, get him closer. Recognize the voice of one of the stars? Really?
Mm-mm.
All right. It was funny, too, in a manner of speaking. And it gave an opportunity for the star, one of the stars of this movie, has been very much a character actress during her career and now is a very important part of NCIS Los Angeles, if that helps you. Any, Chucker, you remember that? Remember her being in that movie?
No, I do not.
All right, well, listen, I guess I got a better memory than the rest of you. Here's the last clue.
Well, we did like he asked, and we left him, and he went to jail for a dog. You want to hear the funny part? Payton didn't even like that damn dog.
It evened out in the end. They locked me up. The dog sprung me.
Two stars. One of them heavy set from New England. Huh?
I'm stumped. I have
no idea. Oh,
yeah.
No. This guy got it. He was the other guy, the good guy. The heavier voice there is the bad guy in the movie. He gets it between the eyes in the end from the good guy whose other voice was there. But they were friends at first. You got it now, Chugger?
No, I don't.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, let's see if we can get somebody to figure out who's smarter than Jennifer.
I know. Doesn't take much.
800-510-8255. It was a Western. I'll give you that much. All right. So do we know any more about Arnold and his Western, by the way, that he's in? Did we discuss that in movie news the other day?
Yeah, only that it's official. He's gonna star in his first movie since is not.
I don't think he's ever been in a Western. Has he?
Not officially a Western, no.
No, right. All right, what else you got for us?
David Goyer, who the writer of the newest Superman movie over at Warner Brothers, has been hired to pen a script for a new Godzilla movie for Legendary Pictures. Roland Emmerich did the last Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick about a decade ago. That film was a misfire. Am I surprised they're doing another Godzilla movie? A little, but they know it'll play big overseas. One TV news of interest, a big bombshell. Actress Lea Michele and two other main cast members of Fox's hit show Glee will not return after the third season. Creator Ryan Murphy will write them out after they graduate high school and introduce new characters to the
series. All right, next, let's get the name of the movie. Gary in Lewiston, Idaho, what do you think?
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is not correct. Arthur in Sioux Falls, what do you think it is?
Silverado.
With Kevin Klein. Did you have that, Chucker?
Kevin Costner and Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy was the baddie. He got it right between the eyes at the end. Good.